And after a nearly two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, we finally heard today from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who defended the investigation and finally addressed why his report did not make a ruling on whether President Trump obstructed justice.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. The introduction to the Volume 2 of our report explains that decision. It explains that under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing joins us now from Washington with more on this. Phil, some are reading this statement, and that's what it was. It was just a statement. Mueller did not take any questions. But some are reading it as Mueller basically telling Congress that the ball is in their court to say the president committed a crime. He couldn't rule on that issue.
Yeah, Mueller basically said today, this work is done. My role in this story is over. What I have to say, I've said in this report, and I'm going to go away from public life. And in fact, as you mentioned earlier, he's stepping down from the Justice Department altogether. Now this is up to others to deal with, both to litigate how much members of Congress see of the work product generated by the special counsel's office, and then what action, if any, members of Congress should take about the things that he discovered.
He also said he was basically comfortable with the amount of information that Attorney General William Barr made public when he released that redacted version of the Mueller report. What did you make of that?
Well, there had been all this questioning about whether there might have been some dispute between these two men who are old friends by Barr's account, who you know, whose wives know each other, whose children played together, or who attended each other's spouses, according to Barr's account, about whether they might have disagreed about the handling by the Justice Department leadership of these findings by Mueller. And Mueller actually wrote a letter to the Attorney General early on in this process saying, please make more of this information public, including these summaries that we've prepared for that purpose. Barr went on to release most of the full report, although portions of it remain redacted, and that's the subject of these disputes between Congress and the Justice Department. But what the special counsel appeared to say today was that he was good with how it all turned out in the end.
He also said that he does not believe it's appropriate for him to speak further about the investigation. What does that mean for his potential testimony before Congress?
Well, what he appeared to be saying to me was, if you get me to go up there, what I will say are things that you've already heard or read in the case of this report. What Mueller does not want to do, apparently, is litigate the decisions he took inside his own office with attorneys or about the merits of these Justice Department policies that say that he can't bring an indictment against the president while the president is in office. And that is probably to save himself from being the subject of a big political show, Democrats trying to get him to criticize Trump and talk more about wrongdoing that he might have discovered or alleged wrongdoing, and Republicans trying to do their best to either undercut the merits of his investigation or talk about what they've called the bias of Mueller's employees or to try to get Mueller to stand up for the president. Robert Mueller doesn't want to play that game. He doesn't want to be at the center of a big congressional set piece like that. And so he is going to say what he said and then go away, he hopes.
So if the ball is in Congress's court, we heard from the Democratic chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, today, who says it falls to Congress to respond to the crimes, lies, and other wrongdoing of President Trump. What is likely to happen now when it comes to the Democrats in Congress?
Well, what's likely to happen is the dispute among Democrats themselves will be intensified. Jerry Nadler, Elijah Cummings, Adam Schiff, these important House chairmen are getting impatient with the Trump administration not cooperating with investigations with this what they call wrongdoing uncovered by Mueller. But the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, she's got her eye on the 2020 election next year about appealing to a national audience. And so there's no clear path forward for Democrats in terms of what to do or how exactly they'll respond.
It's NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Phil, thanks.
Thank you.